Guess who's back? Well, you already know, because her name is in the title. But a more pressing question is, what has she done to warrant me making this video? Well, you may have already seen by now, or you may not, and a lot of content creators have already commented on what I am about to discuss. But in case you don't know, she's done a big long post on X, formerly known as Twitter, moaning because apparently women in the dissident right get treated badly. But I think there's a deeper underlying issue here, something she hasn't explicitly stated. So let's see if we can get to the bottom of what's really upsetting her. And let's start with a reality check. Women in the dissident right don't get treated badly at all. Those who act in a way that is honourable and decent, and those who uphold the values we subscribe to, usually get put on a pedestal, and in fact, they are usually treated better than their male counterparts. What's more, women who do produce good content make a lot more money and attract a much larger audience than men who say exactly the same thing. An attractive woman in the dissident right who presents herself properly and says the right things is a surefire winner. And Lauren knows this better than anyone, as she made a huge amount of money saying things that white, ethnocentric males wanted to hear. In fact, Lauren climbed to the very top of the pile, signalling with a subtle wink that she was the girl for the ethnocentric, politically astute white male on the dissident right. At one time, Lauren was on top of her game. She was lauded as a thinker, a content creator, and to many, she was a pin-up. And I'm sure that to many of the men who were consuming her content, she was their dream girl, their perfect wife. How shall we say it? She was the object of their desire. And she knew this. And she loved it. She played up to it, and she profited from it, both socially and financially. But when Lauren climbed that ladder, got to the top of the pile, and got her hands on the power, what did she do with it? Now at this point, before we answer that question, let's stop for a moment, and let's briefly talk about power. And to quote Plato, the measure of a man is what he does with power. What that means is that a peasant, someone at the bottom of the pile, is essentially constrained in what they can do. So a peasant can't be judged in the same way as a king. Now a king, someone at the top of the pile, he is judged differently because he has the power to do anything he wishes, and that allows the public to observe his true, unfettered desires and his unconstrained nature. And let's face it, Lauren was once the queen of the dissident right. She could have done whatever she wanted, but more importantly, she could have had any man she wanted. She could have plucked any partner from a pool of hundreds of thousands, or maybe even millions of men. She could have chosen her man, chosen where to live, chosen how to bring up her children. The world was her oyster. She had the power to create a future for herself that few people will ever have. So let's answer the question we asked earlier. When she got to the top of the pile, what did she do with the power? Well, the best way to answer that is to take a look at where she is today. What happened when Lauren had all that control, all that money, and an ability to make decisions in a way few other women ever will? Oh, she ended up as a single mum, living in a trailer park, with a mixed-race child, estranged from her husband, who, according to the Daily Mail, worked for the feds. So why does all that matter? Why am I bringing it up? Well, that's simple. Because I said earlier, Lauren is back. Back with a big statement. And this big statement was not only about how badly women are treated, but it was also about how a lot of men in the dissident right don't believe women should hold power or have any say in how the West is run. Can you imagine it? Lauren, of all people, has her knickers in a twist because some men think that when women are placed in positions of power, they don't make the best decisions, either for themselves or for the people they represent. I mean, where could they have got that idea from? At this point, some might say that there's a serious lack of self-awareness here on Lauren's part. But reading between the lines, I think it's very clear what the problem really is. The problem for Lauren, that is. And I suppose there's a lot of problems for her. But the problem that prompted her long post on X is that fewer and fewer people are listening to her or affording her the respect she believes she deserves. You know, the respect she used to command. And look, I'm sure there's still plenty of men who love her. I'm sure there's still plenty of men who would love to date her. I'm sure she still has a sizable fan base of simps out there who all go to sleep, dreaming about being able to swoop in like Captain Save-A-Ho so that they can take her by the hand, lift up her son, and autistically scream the immortal words at those criticising her. Don't speak to me, my wife, or my wife's son ever again! But the reality is, a large part of her former fan base will not see her as the object of their desire anymore. They no longer want to simp for her. In fact, they are probably quite annoyed that they donated money to a woman who behaved in the way that she did. These people will feel betrayed. And it doesn't matter how mad she gets or how many long posts she makes admonishing men. This problem ain't getting fixed. In fact, her post was the equivalent of chucking petrol on a fire. But I do find it amusing that Lauren is basically claiming that women have been driven away from the movement, especially when I know so many great women in the movement. I know great mothers, great homemakers, great writers, great educators, great content creators, great activists, and great figureheads who are all female. It's just Lauren isn't one of them. She's fallen from grace. She has lost her crown and is now trying to make out that men stopped listening to her, not because of her own actions, but because those men are big sexist meanie heads. You see, what a person does with power is a good measure of their character, but so is being able to take responsibility for one's actions. And it seems Lauren has fallen at both of those hurdles. So now, she's the self-appointed voice for disaffected right-wing women, which is curious for another rather obvious reason. Now, I said earlier that she betrayed her largely male audience, but arguably, she betrayed women in the movement to a greater degree. You see, Lauren climbed to the very top of the tree, but when she got there, she behaved in such a manner that she gave every man observing her a very good case study with which to argue that women should not hold any power within the movement. Lauren, when at the very top, when bringing in a massive income, when having the ability to choose any man she wanted, she basically behaved in a manner that resulted in her ending up like, well, like she did. And if Lauren is to be seen as a typical example of female agency and decision making, then she's the perfect example that actually proves the point of the men who state that women shouldn't be involved in politics. So, what's the moral of this tale? Well, it's this. Shut up, Lauren, you daft bint. You're not a female role model. In fact, quite the opposite. You're the perfect example of what happens when the wrong type of woman ends up centre stage. Now, moving forward, let's have the movement focus on women that can not only make men proud, but who are great role models, not only for other women, but also for the next generation of Western girls who are desperately searching for a healthy and traditional direction in this world of poisonous liberal insanity.